We are going to be tonight in the eighth chapter, first six verses in Hebrews chapter number 8. Hard to imagine we're more than halfway through the book of Hebrews, although one or two of these remaining chapters are fairly lengthy. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. So far in Hebrews, we have seen that Christ is superior to angels. We have also seen that Christ is superior to Moses, or worthy of more glory than Moses. Finally, we have seen that Christ has a more excellent ministry than the Levitical priests. In this message, we move into another section found in Hebrews 8:1 through 10:18, where we see that Christ is the mediator of a better covenant than the old covenant was. Of course, the old covenant was the law. All of these things are intended to warn Jews who had professed faith in Christ, but who were contemplating abandoning Christ and Christianity and returning to Judaism, to warn them against doing this. They should instead persevere in their trials and continue to trust Christ as their Savior. A summary of what the writer has said thus far is found in 8:1 through 6, which is our text this evening. And a new covenant is promised in 8:7 through 9. The new covenant is then described in 8:10 through 12, and this new covenant has also made the old covenant obsolete. In 9:1 through 10, it will be seen that the ordinances of divine service of the first covenant were types, which means that they were divine pictures of New Testament truths. In 9:11 through 28, it will be seen that the types of the first covenant were fulfilled by the offering of Christ's blood in the heavenly sanctuary. And in 10:1 through 18, it will be seen that the one sacrifice of Christ is all that is necessary. As I've already said, in 8:1 through 6, our text for this evening, a summary of what has been written in the first seven chapters of Hebrews is given. In verse 1, we see that believers have a high priest sitting on the right hand of God the Father in heaven. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Now indicates a continuation of the thought. Of the things which we have spoken refers to the first seven chapters of the book of Hebrews. It is literally to or in the things being spoken, to or in the things being said, or to or in the things being declared, and implies in this epistle, meaning in Hebrews. This is the sum, indicates that the author is going to summarize what he has stated thus far. The sum means the main point, the main thing, or as we suspect, a summary, or perhaps even a synopsis. Lest the reader be lost in the writer's logic in chapters 1 through 7, the writer is telling the reader where he ought to be in his thinking at this point in his study of Hebrews. It's always nice to have somebody tell me what I'm supposed to be understanding now at this point in time. The summary or main point is, we have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. This summary includes the rest of verse 1 and all of verse 2, and of course it is a reference to Jesus. He is the believer's high priest. We refers not only to the writer, but also to the readers, and includes all saved people, such as we are. It is Jesus who is fitting for believers as a high priest, in that he is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. It is Jesus who is a priest forever after the order of, after the order of Melchizedek, rather than after the order of the Levitical priests. Such an high priest is a high priest such as this, or a high priest of such a kind. He did not have to offer often for sins. He offered himself once, and he never had to offer for his own sins because he never sinned. This is the kind of high priest believers have. Jesus, the believer's great high priest, is described by the phrase, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens. Who refers to Jesus? Is sat down. It's the same word translated sat down in Hebrews 1:3. My first wife was an English teacher. And I always like to point this out to her when we went through it. Do you remember your English teachers trying to teach you the difference between sit and set? I remember that. What they teach today, however, was not correct when the King James Bible was translated. Is set means sat down in this passage, rather than is placed. We would set the table, and then we would sit at the table for a meal. My wife was mistaken, as far as English is concerned, if you go back to 1611 when this was translated. Of course, she couldn't go quite that far back, as you would understand. The fact that sat down implies that his work of offering on behalf of sins was finished. You remember the Levitical priests were standing all the time. Jesus made his one offering for sin forever and then sat down. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. The place where he sat down is described as on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens. This means that Christ is co-reigning with the Majesty in the heavens. To be seated on the right hand of a ruler indicates that one co-rules or shares that rule with the ruler. The Majesty, of course, is a reference to God the Father, and Jesus is seated in heaven at God the Father's right hand. The heavens refers to heaven itself, which is often used as a plural in Hebrew thinking. In verse 2, we also see that the believer's high priest is a minister of the heavenly sanctuary. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. Verse 2 continues the description of Jesus begun in verse 1. Christ is a minister of the sanctuary. Now, a minister is a servant, particularly a servant with a religious connotation. Jesus was serving or ministering in the heavenly tabernacle. The sanctuary refers to the holy place and is likely emphatic and understood in the sense of indeed, in fact, certainly, verily, or yea. The true tabernacle refers to the sanctuary where Jesus is a minister. The tabernacle is the tent or the lodging, and it reminds the reader of the tabernacle in the Old Testament, which was patterned after it. It is literally the tabernacle that is the true one. True means real or genuine. This is in contrast to the earthly tabernacle, which was constructed in the days of Moses. Which the Lord pitched is which the Lord set up, or which the Lord put together, and it describes this true tabernacle. And not man suggests that not a human being, not a man. It means that a man did not build this tabernacle in which the Lord Jesus serves. And of course, man is the generic term for human being here rather than the term for an adult male. It means that humanity did not build this tabernacle in heaven. God did. Next, in verse 3, we see that it was necessary for the believer's high priest to have something to offer. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Verse 3 is given as a general reminder of the normal function of the high priest, that the earthly high priest, and compares this normal function with the Lord Jesus Christ. Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For is used in the sense of now. Every high priest refers to all high priests in general and to each one generically. Is ordained means is appointed. The purpose for which every priest is ordained or appointed is to offer gifts and sacrifices. To offer is a term used in connection with the sacrificial system, meaning to bring or to present. What he was to bring, to present, or to offer were gifts and sacrifices. These are two terms which indicates what every high priest offered and mean basically the same thing. They're used together for emphasis. Wherefore is for this reason, therefore, or hence. It implies because every high priest is ordained in order that he offer gifts and sacrifices. It is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer because he is a high priest and because every high priest is ordained or appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. It is of necessity is simply, it is necessary. As you can see, the italics, it is, has been placed in italics in order to indicate that it has been supplied by the translators to aid the understanding of the English reader. And it's properly supplied, as I might add. That this man have also somewhat to offer, functions as the subject of is. It means that this man, of course referring to Jesus, also, like the high priests, have something to offer is necessary. This man is simply this one and refers to Christ. have somewhat to offer, suggests have something which he might offer, have something which he might bring, or have something which he might present, and is used of offering, bringing, or presenting sacrificial gifts. Also joins the need for Christ's having something to offer with the need for the high priests having something to offer. They needed something to offer, and so does he. They offered animal sacrifices, as you know. He offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. In addition, in verse 4, we see that the believer's high priest is not qualified to be a priest on earth under the law. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. For if he were on earth is a contrary to fact condition, which means that, for the sake of discussion, the condition if he were on earth is assumed to be false. And it is false. Inasmuch as the condition is assumed to be false, the conclusion is also assumed to be false. If he were on earth is not factual. Jesus is not on earth. He should not be a priest is something that would be true if he were on earth. However, he is not on earth, but he is a priest. A word is found in the Greek text between if and he, which was not translated into the English. This word is frequently left untranslated. Had it been translated, it would have been translated in the sense of on the one hand. This word sets up a contrast between one statement and a second statement. On earth suggests the realm of the normal high priest, who is a human being living on the earth. But Jesus is not the normal high priest. And although he became a man, he is also God the Son, and is presently in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. He should not be a priest is he would not be a priest. The reason he would not be a priest if he were on earth is seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Seeing that there are is understood in the sense of because there are, since there are, or as in as much as there are. What there are is priests that offer gifts according to the law. The Mosaic law had established a priesthood, and these priests offered sacrifices. But Jesus was not part of this group of priests functioning according to the law. As I have said, the law is the Mosaic law. Now, consider the following statement. This verse, as well as others in Hebrews, suggests that the temple in Jerusalem had not yet been destroyed when Hebrews was written. And it suggests that offerings were still being made at the temple. And of course, this is following the crucifixion and the resurrection. Now, what this means is that Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, had to be written before AD 70. Why? Because that's the year the temple was destroyed by the Romans. We furthermore see in verse 5 that the earthly high priests serve a copy and pattern of the heavenly things. In verse 5, we read, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things refers to the priests that offer gifts according to the law. They are the Levitical priests. Who is such ones who, or all those who? Serve is our serving. It was presently going on when Hebrews was written. It was still presently going on, even though Christ brought an end to the law. The Jewish people did not know this. Serve is our serving, and it's used of religious service only. It suggests, again, that sacrifices were still being offered when Hebrews was written, which means that Hebrews had to be written prior to the destruction of the temple in AD 70. Unto the example and shadow of heavenly things is in the example and shadow of heavenly things and indicates the sphere of their religious service. Example is copy or imitation. It is not the real thing. Shadow is a foreshadowing. In other words, the shadow came before the reality, not after the reality. Shadow is a foreshadowing in contrast to reality. It is also not the real thing. As you know, a body casts a shadow, but the shadow is not the real body. However, the shadow indicates that there must be a real body. In this case, the shadow preceded the reality. For this reason, it is a foreshadowing. Now, I'm going to depart from my notes for just a minute. My number two son, that's David, he's now living in Florida, and he's still in his upper 50s, but this will tell you a little bit more about him. I was pastoring a church in Illinois, and we moved there when he was about 2 months old. We left there when he was 2 years old. As you can imagine, somewhere during that second year, which was in the second year of his life, he had not yet turned two, we were walking to church one night. We lived in a church parsonage, and the church was maybe 50 yards from the house. And there was a street light there, and it was night, and it was winter, and he was wearing a little winter outfit. You know how they are. They have warm pants and a warm coat with a hood on it. And all of a sudden, we couldn't figure it out. He started running to the left, and then running to the right, and then running to the left, and running to the right, and we finally figured it out. He sees a shadow ahead of him on the road. It was just two houses on that road, maybe three, I guess. Three. We were one of the three. He was afraid of his own shadow. Of course, he was less than 2 years of age, but we found that really interesting. Able to toddle, but not able to discern what a shadow was. We'd never seen anything like that before in our lives. We've heard of people being afraid of their own shadows, but we couldn't remember ever having that feeling ourselves. Well, in this case, Jesus is a foreshadowing of heavenly things. Of the heavenly things refers to the real objects of which the things pertaining to the earthly tabernacle are merely the shadows. The Levitical priests were doing these things which were never intended to remove sins. Okay, you have to understand that. In the Old Testament, the sacrifices were pointing forward to Christ's sacrifice of himself. But the Old Testament sacrifices were never intended to remove sins. God forgave their sins on credit, because God was looking forward to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus as the real sacrifice for their sins. But the people did not fully comprehend this. God was teaching them about what he was going to do by using the Levitical priesthood. Now, the people did not necessarily realize that their sins had not been forgiven. But when you go out someplace and you use a credit card, you're not paying for that purchase at that time. And yet, the merchant is recognizing that it's paid for. But you won't have it paid for until after you've received your statement, and then you send the money to the credit card company. That's when it gets paid. Later on, it's paid for on credit that you will ultimately cover the cost with the credit card issuer. God forgave sin on credit. That is on the basis of what he would ultimately do when Jesus died on the cross and he paid for the sins. You can read about that in Romans chapter 2. This ministry of the Levitical priests was just temporary, so that the people would eventually understand what God was doing. As Moses was admonished of God, is just as Moses was admonished of God, and indicates that the way in which the priests were serving in the tabernacle was in accordance with the instructions which God had given to Moses. The tense of was admonished indicates something happened in the past and that its result continued on. It is a word which means to give or impart a revelation, a warning, or an injunction. Its voice is passive, so that of God means by God. Furthermore, the warning took place prior to the ministry of the Levitical priests. Hence it means that God had warned Moses, that God had enjoined Moses, or that God had instructed Moses through revelation. When he, meaning when Moses, was about to make the tabernacle, it indicates the time when God admonished Moses. So that goes back a long way. The Exodus is dated in 1445 B.C., but until the crucifixion, somewhere around A.D. 30, another 1475 years or so, the price was not yet really paid for their sins. Was about to erect. The tabernacle refers to the tent, which was moved from place to place, which contained the Holy of Holies, and which was the place where sacrifices in the Old Testament were made. Eventually, the temple was built, and then the sacrifices moved from the tabernacle to the temple. Instructions regarding the ministry of the tabernacle were given in Exodus 25 through 40. 4 introduces the reason the priests serve in the example and shadow of heavenly things rather than in the real things. Seth he refers to God. What God said to Moses was, see that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Thou is you. It's singular and it refers to Moses. Make may also be understood as do. Make or do. All things is used in reference to the establishment of the ministry of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was to be made or built according to this pattern, and the service performed there was to be done in accordance with or after the fashion of what he saw on the mount. The pattern showed is the model shown, the model pointed out, or the model made known to thee, to you. It's singular and refers to Moses. And in the mount means on the mountain, referring to Mount Sinai. God revealed these things to Moses as he gave Moses the law on Mount Sinai. We move on into the first part of verse 6, where we see that the believer's high priest, that's Jesus, has a ministry that is more excellent than the ministry of the earthly priests, that would be the Levitical priests. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. Verse 6 is given in contrast to verses 3 through 5, and it is indicated or introduced by but. He is Jesus. Now is in contrast to what has happened historically. The priests under the Levitical system had been offering gifts and sacrifices according to the law as a shadow or pattern of the real things. But Jesus has come and has done the real thing. Now is thus contrasted with the time when the priests were making their sacrifices under the law in the Old Testament. Hath he, meaning has Jesus obtained? It means that Jesus has met. Jesus has attained. Jesus has gained. Jesus has found, or Jesus has experienced. And its tense indicates that something has occurred in the past and that its result has continued on. And what he has obtained is a more excellent ministry and implies a more excellent or more outstanding ministry than the Levitical priests had enjoyed. The tense of hath obtained indicates that Jesus still has this more excellent ministry than the ministry which the Levitical priests were privileged to enjoy. Ministry is a noun form of the word serve used in verse 5. It's used in the sense of this service. This word always connotes religious service. In the second part of verse 6, we also see that the believer's high priest is the mediator of a better covenant than what the earthly priests had. By how much also is he the mediator of a better covenant? By how much also refer or is to the degree that he is Jesus, and what Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant, which suggests the mediator of a better covenant than the covenant under which the Levitical priests served. A mediator is an arbitrator. Covenant is the term translated testament. Finally, in the third part of verse 6, we see that the covenant served by the heavenly high priest has been established on better promises than the law, which was established upon better promises. This is referring to the covenant which has Jesus as its mediator, which is such a one, of such a sort, or which, to be assured, to be sure, was established, is was ordained, was legally enacted, or was founded. And its tense indicates action which has been completed in past time with its result continuing on. In other words, this better covenant has been established upon better promises than the law. And it remains established upon better promises than that first covenant, meaning the law. Upon better promises indicates the base upon which this better covenant has been established. These better promises are indicated by verses 10 and 12, which we'll look at next week, but I'll read them right now. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, meaning they will be my people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all that know me from the least, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And this is one of your favorite portions of Scripture. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So if any of you Jews who have professed faith in Christ are contemplating abandoning Christ and Christianity and returning to Judaism, don't do it. Instead, persevere in your trials and continue to trust Christ as your Savior. Now, I'm done a little early, which is fine, but I referred to something in Romans chapter 2 that I want to direct your attention to before we stop this evening, and that is that God forgave sin on credit, okay? Now, I've got to find it here. Okay, I am wrong. I found it. It's chapter 3. And starting in verse 23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare, and here's what it is, it's in verse 25, He set forth Jesus to remove his wrath against their sin through faith in Jesus' blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. In other words, the sins were forgiven on the basis of credit. And God had to eventually pay the bill. You know how that goes with a credit card. It comes faithfully, okay, in your mailbox. But the price had not really been paid until Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for their sins. So to declare his, meaning God the Father's righteousness, for the remission of sins that are past, for the forgiveness of sins in the past through the forbearance of God. In other words, God tolerated the situation for several centuries to declare at this time his righteousness. God the Father is declaring at the cross his righteousness that he might be just, that is, that he might be righteous and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus, the one who declares righteous, the one that places his trust in Christ as his Savior. You can go home and study that in Romans 3, 25 and 26. And most of you have a commentary that I wrote on that. So you can use that. It'll help you out. But you got to get the right passage. And that's a little bit frustrating when you can't find it and you thought you knew right where it was. I was only 25 or 30 verses off. So we'll get over it. We'll get over it. Let's pray. And then we will have Gretchen come back and play our final hymn. Our Father, thank you that we have this privilege of knowing that our sins have been forgiven on the basis of what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. And help us to be so appreciative of this that we will live the rest of our lives for Him. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.